Hey there, you don't need that new sale. What you need to do is heal your relationship with money so that you can have a better relationship with selling. You have had dry months with no leads or prospects in your business at the moment, and you're reeking desperation when you hop on that sales call. You've been trying to refresh your Stripe dashboard or your CRM to see if the sale came through or if someone has missed looking at your proposal. You've heard the advice of following up, but you're following up every single day, every 3 days, so many times that you're wearing yourself out. During a sales call, they're saying a verbal yes, but what they really were doing was playing in your face, or so you felt that. Decentering money will help you release that desperation for the next sale. Today, I'll share how to get off the sales desperation train and get on the trust train and know that if a new business relationship is going to be in your favor, it'll work out for you. Stay tuned. This is the Harmonious Wealth Podcast, where we're breaking online business owners free from chasing every next revenue milestone and instead prioritizing lifestyle and legacy goals so you can finally have the personal wealth to show for your business success. I'm your host, Ayanna Vaughn, fractional CFO and bookkeeper, here to guide you. Now let's start building your financial legacy. Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Harmonious Wealth Podcast. We are in episode 6, and I'm going to talk about how to not act out of desperation for your sales goals and your monthly money goals. So you might be thinking or subconsciously thinking that your sales or your cash on hand is tied to your value. You may have experienced years of multiple six figures in your business, or cash on hand was in a surplus, you were able to pay yourself, but then something changed. I know a lot of business owners saw quite a change in their financials in 2022 and 2023. And because of this, they tied it to like their ability. They might have formed some inadequacies, and that continuously creates an act of desperation. And whenever you are on sales calls, you're feeling personal when someone says no to you, because you're thinking it's like no to you versus no to the service, right? And because you're in this spiral or like this wheel of perpetual dry spells in your business, you're not making the revenue that you need. You're not driving those sales. You're not getting those leads. You might not be having that same profit as well as your cash on hand. You know that you need it, but because you're subconsciously feeling that spirit of rejection, you're not showing up in a way that is confident. And I want to share my personal testimony before I get to like share how we help our clients work through this dry spell. 2016, I started my company, Lovely Financials Group. And at the time I was about 25 years old. And up to that point, I was worn out. I had my daughter at just turned 23. And right after college, I became a foster mom with two adults with special needs, because my family was in that industry as well. It was also helpful for me to stay at home with my daughter as I just had her. I was working like 3 jobs. It was like a good switch on things, right? Especially if it was going to immediately impact someone's lives in a positive way. However, while the work was rewarding, I was essentially a mom of 3 overnight. And I was like, okay, how can I create a way for me to do something for myself? And that's when I got into like crafting, I got into like blogging, and that introduced me to the online space. This was about 2015 when that happened. I was witnessing women in the online space, crushing their goals, creating like financial success for their families, generational wealth. But the one thing that they were afraid to talk about was money. That was something that I loved, was accounting. So they were afraid to talk about money, afraid of taxes. And during college, I took accounting courses and I loved them. So my degree is in healthcare management, and I dreamed to be a CFO at a hospital one day. Now I'm a CFO of small business owners, so that actually worked out in its favor, right? But at the time in 2015, I was like, you know, I want to be able to help these women understand their money so that their tax season isn't stressing them out. I'm like, okay, I don't have the bandwidth to go back to school, but I do want to have a way to immediately help them. And that's when I invested in a program to help me conceptualize what I learned in accounting and create a bookkeeping business. So 2016, I started doing bookkeeping for bloggers and small business owners, and they were getting their bookkeeping done by us. And then the next gap was, okay, how do I actually read these reports, right? So I would have monthly meetings with them to help them understand what their financials are telling them. And then the next gap was, okay, what do I do with this information? So as someone who loves data, right, I'm like, you know, this type of client did this thing, not to share exactly what it was, but like creating guidelines on, you know, in this industry, I see clients spending X or investing X on this thing. So this is how we can improve your business and seeing how it works for you. Or say, okay, how can we improve your profit so that you can pay yourself what you need? So I was filling in these gaps, and then it turned into me helping clients make their seven figures, right? Their first seven figures, their first six figures, multi six figure years. So it was 2 years when I was into business. So in 2018, I had since stopped doing the host parent job, which is the foster mom to adult special needs. The term is really a post parent to adults with developmental disabilities. So as I took those 2 years to kind of transition from that position into my business, working full time, and then I hit financial rock bottom. I was a single mom at the time. We moved to an apartment and things were going great, but I was like overworking myself. I worked very hard for my clients. And while that was very beautiful for me, I neglected my own financials. So there were times where I ran into late payments for rent, credit cards going out of the wazoo, right? Like I wasn't taking care of myself. I was just like really focusing on clients and not making better financial decisions for myself. At the time when I hit rock bottom was when my car got repossessed. And I was like, wait, hold on. Wait, we got to figure this out. I neglected my financials to the point where there was something inside of me mentally not taking accountability for my own financials. So it was like, all right, if you're not going to take care of it, this is going to happen. And hitting rock bottom was like, oh, I need to treat myself like I would a client. How can I give the same grace to my own financials like I would a client? And how can I like actually look at my numbers and create the same steps that I help my clients improve their numbers on to myself? You know, like I've witnessed clients go from like 300,000 to seven figures the next year. I've witnessed like talking to clients, tax preparers, and telling them like, hey, we're projecting X amount in revenue, X amount in profit for the next year. Like, how can we be more proactive? So I promised myself I would never get to this place again. And I looked at my numbers like a fine-tooth comb, like a magnifying glass. Because when you are in the airplane, you got to like help yourself before you help others. So I turned into, okay, I need to do my numbers first. I need to do my own bookkeeping, business bookkeeping, personal bookkeeping every single week. Look at my reports every single week, every single month. And that helped me create finally a six-figure business in 2019. So I like to say like for the first 3 years, I was not doing business right. So 2016, 17, 18, your girl was not doing business right. So finally in 2019, I got my first six figures. 2020, I doubled my income. 2021, I increased my income substantially while still maintaining healthy profit margins on average of 40%, because I then changed my tax structure to an S corp. So all that to say, things were going well. However, there was a misstep in how I was then operating my business with team processes and getting the right fit clients. And that led to underpricing my services. Despite me making the most money I've ever made, I left money on the table because I was underpricing. And then I was overcompensating that underpricing to doing the most for my clients and taking in non-right fit clients. And then also keeping team members that wasn't best fit for the team, for the company overall. And that led me to have spiritual rock bottom in 2022, you know? the missteps with my financials, like the systems, right, led to my financial rock bottom. The missteps in my business operations led to my spiritual rock bottom because I was extremely taxed, physically not taxed. I was extremely burnt out. And at the time, you know, found love. I was expecting, I had got pregnant and I found out New Year's Eve 2021. And it really impacted my life because my mental health saw a decrease. I found out I was pregnant on New Year's Eve 2021. And by February 5th, trigger warning, I experienced pregnancy loss. So that led me into that spiritual rock bottom where I blamed myself because I was overworking myself. And the business started to implode on itself because of the lack of structure, team-wise and processes-wise, in getting the right fit or keeping right fit clients, and missteps and mistakes on my front. Because as a CEO, everything is my fault. And when you're the boss, everything is your fault. And it's your responsibility to improve it, right? So the business took a hit. Revenue, monthly recurring revenue, saw a constant decrease. Expenses stayed similar. And that means profit wasn't where it needed to be. And I started to live off of my savings. And as the dust settled and I started to heal, that's when I was like, okay, how can I improve my financial picture, right? I want to strategically increase my sales, obviously, right? So that I can pay myself what I need and then also be able to just start building the blocks again. So by mid to late 2023, I finally healed from all types of things, the pregnancy loss, childhood trauma, money trauma, all these things I was able to finally heal from. And now I'm happy to say that I have harmony between my lifestyle, my faith, my family, my business, and my femininity. So if you've experienced like a downturn in life that impacted your business, trust me when I say I understand. And when the dust settles on your healing, right, you need to restructure your business. And unfortunately, that includes having a little bit of desperation to get back to where you want it to be. So it's really important to share how we need to stop focusing on the money, right? And focusing on our higher purpose. So when I think of decentering money, I think of like how women these days are decentering men because they have a negative attachment to men or an obsessive attachment to men. And we have that same attachment with money. What was important is learning how to decenter money. Decentering money includes neutralizing money in your business so that you're not reacting to it, right? Healing from the spirit of rejection, avoiding or healing that anxiety to make the next sale, and then also working on your delivery. And instead of working continuously on client deliverables, working on marketing and sales to drive business success and growth. The first thing I did to get off the desperation train when it comes to making more money or more sales in my business is building trust in my higher purpose. So usually when it comes to business, we're blindly creating revenue goals. We're using our own willpower. We're creating consistent cash flow injection strategies that are to create new business, new sales. We're creating new offers. We're decreasing our prices if we're not seeing the sales that we desire or the conversion of sales that we desire. And that's the wrong approach to go when it comes to the mindset around making more money and sales in your business. So of course, when it comes to higher purpose, is going to be God for me. And I want to share a scripture. Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by spirit." I also want to share Proverbs 19:21. "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." So one thing that was important for me was understanding my higher purpose. In 2023, after hitting a spiritual rock bottom in 2022, I was able to fully heal myself. I'm always in a state of healing, but fully heal the biggest parts of myself and have a connection with God. And that led me to really seek what the blueprint of my life is going to look like, because I'm a true believer that a business should first serve others, and then the business should be supporting you. So understanding my purpose blueprint is me having a better relationship with God and maturing in that relationship and learning how to first love God, which helps me love myself, which helps me love others, and loving others helps me serve them more effectively or more deeply. So decentering money and decentering people or people's ideas, right, helped me have a better relationship with them because their thoughts about me or how the lies I told myself was no longer in the forefront. It was God in the forefront. And that helps me show up better for client meetings, team meetings, or myself, right? And now, like when I'm on these sales calls, I'm able to kind of center myself, pray for them, pray that they are comfortable enough to tell me exactly what they need. And I'm able to provide them what I believe is the best solution, even if it's not going to be me. And then if that is going to be me, how can we show up in our best selves so that we can provide them what they need? When I stopped obsessing about this, I stopped looking at my CRM and refreshing the page, seeing if someone booked a proposal or accepted it, and trying to continuously follow up, right? And sales became a conversation and holding space for that individual to see what their pain points were, to seeing how I can support them. So you might be thinking, you know, how can I showcase my business where I speak about my higher purpose or about God? And will it turn people away? Or how do I even find out my higher purpose? And if you're afraid of how people think about your higher purpose or how they think about your relationship with God, that means you are censoring their thoughts. That means that you are idolizing their thoughts about you, and that's hindering you to show up at your fullest potential. And also, when it comes to figuring out your purpose, that doesn't happen overnight. You know, it happens with healing the relationship with self, your higher purpose with God, me in particular, and using your gifts, your time, and your resources to help others. And getting curious, right? Before 2022, I would have never dreamed of being a Christian woman. I would have never dreamed knowing about Jesus, and me being curious about Jesus helped me unpack all of the healing and how much of a servant he was and how I can be more like him. And you might be thinking, you know, how can I implement that? I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm most definitely suggesting that you kind of work on understanding what your higher purpose is. We work with our clients not on the spiritual side, but more so of how can we help you with your money mindset, right? That's one of the gifts that we have. And of course, with a 12-week program, we have a profit planning intensive that is 12 weeks. That is not going to get you to a positive money mindset in 12 weeks. I can't promise that. It could potentially help, but we do help you get to neutral, right? And neutral means being able to like soberingly see exactly what's going on and no longer being afraid of what's happening with your numbers. But when we have our CFO clients, it definitely helps to work with you monthly and continuously to be able to get from negative to neutral, neutral to positive, and how we help our clients. The next phase of getting out of the desperation train, decentering money and decentering sales in your business is, I said it before, neutralizing your thoughts around money. So usually when it comes to money, it's a place of angst. You have negative thoughts around it. You avoid it like the plague. You spend it all when you have it because you don't know when it's going to come back to you. You penny pinch and you're afraid to spend it. So my approach is first, again, getting you from negative to neutral, because this is going to help you understand your money. So the first way to get from negative to neutral is first understanding what you must pay yourself from your business. Because your business must satisfy you paying yourself, especially if you're a full-time entrepreneur, you need to figure out what you need to pay yourself, whether even if you had a 9-to-5, right? Say 9-to-5 pays a bulk of your living expenses, but then there's a gap, right? you can understand what exactly that gap is from your business so that you can create goals that are no longer arbitrary to grow your business. Another thing when it comes to getting neutral is when you feel like you might be underpricing or you're decreasing your price to appease the pockets of others is increasing your boundaries and losing the entitlement and expectations of the sale. So one way that I did that was, you know, of course my business needs to pay me, right? But that person on the other end of the sales call, I'm not entitled to their money just because I had a conversation with them. So once I released that expectation, instead of refreshing my CRM screen, I let it go. And when the sale did come in, I'm like, oh, that's great. It was a pleasant surprise for me, right? Versus attaching myself to a specific reaction. In 2023, as I was rebuilding, you know, up until that point, my business grew on referrals. And, you know, referrals are great, but then you can't rely on that 100%. And you need to be able to market and actually sell. I realized that my skill set was not in marketing or selling, and that was okay. I was able to take a calculated risk, an intentional risk, on increasing my skill set in marketing and selling. And I first invested in $1 Million Email by Kirsten Rodan, and that helped me get out of my head and do email marketing. I was still in the social media hiatus, so it was great that I didn't have to like do any like social media marketing at that point. And then I invested in Five Figure Freedom by DL Sharon, and her program was able to help me create a more positive mindset around sales calls, which are just conversations, right? And I was able to implement her strategies of creating a treatment plan specific to a client, but maintaining having a productized service at the end of the day, but making it personal to them. So with this, being able to understand your numbers and be neutral, you'll be able to say, okay, what are the gaps in my skill set or the gaps in my business that I can use to help me improve my business? Now that I'm also detaching expectation from it. So you might be thinking, you know, I actually need that sale today. Like I really do need it. So to preface this, if you're like an average person, you're not living in extreme poverty, you're not being taken advantage of, like you're safe, right? Let's neutralize the thought that while your business does need sales, you don't need that sale. You don't need that person. You're not entitled to their money, right? You might need to find alternative ways to create income for your personal life so that you're not stressing yourself out in your business to make that next sale. And that can be like even saying, you know, I'll do what it takes, whether that is a part-time job, if you're a full-time business owner, just to be sure that you're paying your bills, or working on effectively decreasing your personal overhead, right? Decreasing your personal overhead means like you're decreasing your monthly bills strategically. That can be, in my case, like maybe paying off debt, that can be cutting expenses, right? So you doing those things can help you be able to not necessarily feel like you need the sale. So with us, we're different and then a lot of bookkeeping CFO firms because we care about your financials holistically. And when we work with our clients, we'll figure out like, what are your immediate lifestyle goals? What do you actually need to pay yourself? And what do you need in your business to improve your financial picture? And that way you get out of the survival train to thriving. Alrighty, so the third way to stop desperately wanting the sale and desperately wanting more money is, you know, we went from focusing on our higher purpose, neutralizing our thoughts around money, and then now we want to master our masculine and feminine energy when it comes to money management. This is something that is fun because this is the first time I'm publicly sharing my energy or masculine and feminine energy philosophy, and I'm so excited to share. Usually when it comes to business, as women especially, we have a lot of unbalanced energy, so we're acting in our masculine a little too much, right? Or we're insecure, right? We have that pick me energy. We want to be chosen. We don't have a healed attachment style, right? We have a sense of scarcity and we're self-sabotaging. A big thing that we all should consider is understanding what is your attachment style to money. We talk a lot about attachment style and relationships, but how are we attached to money? In 2021, I read the book, The Attachment Styles book. I don't have the actual title. I'll put that in the show notes. And it talked about like the different attachment styles of secure, anxious, avoidant, and disorganized. And I was, guess which one I was? Disorganized. So I had disorganized attachment in relationships, romantic relationships in particular, where I would be clingy and then distant. Detached, then all over you. I want to talk to you too. I'm just going to ignore you and throw everything out the window. And that's almost exactly how I was acting with money, right? It's like I knew money. I understood it. I knew reports. I worked with it every day. So let me just avoid looking at it because I'm going to help somebody else. Or how can I spend this money before it goes away? I didn't have that mindset to like have a more healthy relationship with it. So my approach with this to help others with their energies is like, I'm not going to say I am an energetics coach or nothing like that, but more so I can ask clarifying questions to say, okay, how are they acting in their business? Is it balanced? Or how can I ask the right questions so that we can help you move in a better way? Once I got neutralized, I was able to gain the practical skills to shift from neutral to positive. In the background, while healing myself, I was also investing in healing my feminine energy. And I got into cycle syncing, which is like creating a calendar based on your cycle and how you best perform or slowing down when you need to rest, right? And I got into some courses, and there was a book that I read called Fascinating Womanhood in late 2023 that really helped me kind of put everything I learned all together in like one book and implement it. So the shorthand, this is going to be fun. Masculine energy in your business, right, comes from knowing, leading, and automating. Knowing in your masculine energy involves understanding your finances, first and foremost, understanding your business, where you're going. It helps you like actively neutralize your thoughts around it. And then you know that you're, so say if you're nervous, once you know you're not starting at zero. When you're looking at your numbers, you're getting from discomfort and worry to more so, okay, I'm aware. The next area is lead. When you're leading your money because you know, you're telling it where to go. And then you're saying, how can I improve by having maybe multiple income streams? How am I dictating where my cash flow should go? How can I lead my team to follow the vision of the company? And then the third is automate. Automate is like having everything on auto pay. Automate is like having automatic transfers and having your, making sure all the invoices are paid, bills are paid, having your transfers be automated through a system like Profit First, allocating your cash where to go versus just reacting to it when it comes up. So with one of our clients, she has a project-based business and we helped her understand, right? She knew it. She led it, and now she's able to automate, and she's able to automate her cash flow where she has at all times $50,000 and more, right? And she's automating her Profit First. Like her income account comes every 10th and 25th, it transfers to where it needs to be, and it's all automated. This is kind of like a flow where it just flows on its own without her having to actively think about where her money should be. And this allows her the confidence, right, to act in her feminine when she's at home or even in other areas of her business, because she knows that she's able to attract reoccurring clients for multiple projects. She's able to focus on how to deeply work with her clients more because she's not thinking about cash, right? She's able to contribute to her retirement and she's able to enjoy her personal life more because she's able to have that automation in her business. Feminine energy in your business is when you attract, you enjoy, and you magnetize. So attracting is being a beautiful place to land when someone comes to your website or your social media or in your email, right? Or when you're in their email box. Another is like you're a welcoming place to land. Like you're welcoming, right? When you're attractive, people pay attention. And if you're welcoming, people want to stay around, right? And you're no longer underestimating yourself. You're no longer comparing yourself because you're able to just exist, right? And know that you have what someone might need, the right fit client, you know that you have what they need, right? Another is enjoy. When you're able to know, lead, automate, you're able to effortlessly attract and enjoy, right? You enjoy what you earn without guilt. And this is you being able to enjoy what you earn and being able to spend without worrying, and you're able to release your money with love. Another is the magnify, right? I like to think of magnify as like when the saying of like, when you find the right partner, you magnify each other and you get even better. So when you know, lead, automate, you're able to attract and enjoy, the more that you're able to be in existence of that feminine energy, you're magnetizing, you're getting better with time. You're gaining wisdom to attract not only the right fit clients, but you're helping them attract their right fit clients, or attracting and helping in their business. And you're able to magnify and reach more people. One of our clients, she has a coaching business and we've been working with her for years, right? Before she even hit six figures, we've been working with her. So very long relationship. We had helped her get first neutral to her money, and getting neutral in her money left her the ability to work on her own, like a positive money mindset on her own. And she was able to understand what was happening in her business. When she had that deep understanding, she was able to then work on her own feminine energy. And now she's able to showcase and show up in a healthy way when it comes to earning money and lovingly releasing it. So knowing the positive or the balanced version of those energies, here's how to know that they're unbalanced. First, when you know that you have an unbalanced masculine energy is when you're competitive, you're overly controlling, and you're obsessive, you're defensive, and you're so rigid with your spending. Okay. When it comes to the unhealed feminine version of your energy, when it comes to money and your business or selling, is sitting in that spirit of rejection, feeling insecure, right? Like you're triggered all the time. You lack emotional control. And that doesn't mean that you're irate with all your customers, but you're just kind of with yourself. Like you're looking at yourself like, and it's hard to control how you feel. And you're scared because now there's no provision or leadership on the masculine energy side. So now you're just like, I don't know what's going on. And you're splurging, right? It goes from enjoyment to overconsumption, just enjoying a little bit too much. And then now you didn't have a provision of how to spend it. You're just going to spend it all. So when it comes to getting neutral or finding some balance, if again, first comes to understanding what's going on, right? So with our clients, we do our money education session to help you understand what's going on. We do your cash flow forecast to say, okay, this is the gaps in cash based on the particular week of the year. And then this allows you the space, like once you neutralize and you kind of understand what's going on, you're able to then take that time to actively heal your feminine energy. So I hope this helped you. Let me know in the comments below, if you're watching on the YouTube version, which energy have you most recently been operating in your business? Is it more of the masculine or feminine energy? How has that been impacting how you show up on business sales? If you're ready to learn how to pay yourself well and consistently in your business, stop creating arbitrary goals, and increase your profit in your business, join my weekly series, Soft Life Sundays. To avoid living paycheck to paycheck, or better yet, stripe payout to stripe payout, you need visibility on your personal funds so that you can be able to pay yourself well. The Soft Life Sunday series is going to give you tips to uncover what you need to pay yourself to avoid living on 100% of your take-home pay so that you can start thriving, saving, and investing personally to hit your revenue goal, to hit your lifestyle and legacy goals. Go to lovelyfinancials.com/Sunday to get started. If you're a woman growing your business and your family, and you want to build personal wealth and legacy while transforming your money mindset, subscribe on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm on a mission to help 100 women reach at least 1 million in net worth to create generational wealth and break generational curses. If this aligns with you, I'd love for you to be a part of the community and tune into more episodes of Harmonious Wealth. Hey there, girlfriend. If you're ready to finally have the lifestyle and legacy to show for your business success, I would love for you to click that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app or YouTube. Hey there, if you're getting more comfortable with your numbers or have learned something new from what you're hearing on Harmonious Wealth, I would so appreciate it if you left a rating and a review. They make it possible for me to reach more business owners just like you who want to break free of their generational money stories and build a lifestyle and legacy for their family.